We have, I think we've discussed this a little bit in the past, but there's always new things to say about halacha. Ein beis medrash below chiddush. There's no such thing as not having new things to say. So I'd like to discuss, since we began the season, and it's not connected to Parshas Bereishis, but I guess technically everything's connected to Parshas Bereishis because it is the beginning of the world. But I want to talk about the great controversy over Ma'aseh Ruach Amid HaGeshem, or Ma'aseh Ruach Amid HaGashem. Is it with a Gashem, with a Kamatz, or Geshem with a Segel? And the halacha and the reasons behind the halacha are pretty straightforward. That's not complicated. However, the ensuing historical debate and the back and forth was quite fascinating, so I want to touch upon that as well. Let's begin. The Ran in Maseches Nedarim on Daf Lamed Zayin says that a noun that comes before an esnachta, meaning a resting point in a sentence, either a comma or a period or a sof pasuk, gets a kamatz and not a segel. Okay? Meaning generally it will have the generally will have a segel, but if it's at the end of a word, it will have a kamatz. I'll give plenty of examples in a moment. One is in Parshas Baaloscha, in Bamidbar Perek Aleph. The pasuk says, Shatu ha'am v'laktu v'tachanu berechayim, o dechu b'medocha, ubishlo b'farur, v'asuo se'ugos. It's talking about the making of the man. V'haya ta'amo, and what did it taste like? Kitam, it tasted like kitam, the shade, ha-sha-men. It says ha-sha-men. Now, it tasted like oil. The word in Hebrew is shemen. We all know that. Chanukah is coming up soon. The word is shemen. But when that noun that generally has a segel, an S out on the end, appears at the end of the word, it takes on a kamatz and it's shemen instead of shemen. Now, and again, in the rest of the Torah, the word is shemen, but here it's going to be with a kamatz. Rashi there explains. Now, just to understand Rashi, in the world of Rashi, a patach katan is what we call a segel. So pay attention. Rashi says, Achshav shehamem nekud patach katan, meaning generally there's a segel under the mem of the word shemen, vatam tachas hashin, and it goes underneath the shin, lashon shemenhu, vahashin hanakuda kamatz gadol. But now the shin takes on a kamatz gadol, a kamatz, an a sound in our Hebrew, ve'ena nekuda bepetach katan, and it no longer takes a segel, v'pneishu sof pasuk. And Rashi lays out this rule that because it comes to the end of the word, the noun which is with a segel, an S sound, now takes on a kamatz. Now, like many other words of comparable structure, two syllables, both vocalize, segel, eretz, kesef, eved. The first segel is changed to a kamatz when the word appears at the end of a biblical phrase or sentence. Now, regarding the word geshem, which is going to be our discussion tonight, let's look at a few different examples. In Zechariah Perek Yudalad, it says at the end of the pasuk, "V'lo aleihem yeh ha-gashem." In Malachim Perek Aleph, it says, "Ki kol hamon ha-gashem." In the end of Malachim, that same perek, it says, "V'lo yatzracha ha-gashem," with a kamatz. And in Koheles Perek Yudbeis, it says, "V'shavu avim achar ha-gashem." Again, every single time the word geshem, rain, which usually has a segel and s sound, appears at the end of the sentence, it takes on a kamatz as this rule of Hebrew. In these cases, the gimel of geshem has a kamatz because it's a sof pasuk, and we follow the same rule in Birchas HaShachar. You all say it every single morning. What do you say? Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shelo Asani, not Eved, you say Shelo Asani, Aved, because Eved, slave, takes on a kamatz with a segel in its place. Now, there are exceptions to the rule. Look at the Emes Yaakov in the beginning of Sefer Shmos, or Yaakov Kamesi discussed it there, but we're not discussing exceptions tonight, we're discussing the rule. Now, who is the first person to point this out? Based on this rule, the Siddur Vayasar Yitzchak, which is printed in 1795 by Yitzchak Satanov, suggested, so only really until 1795 does the Machlokas begin, he suggests that because there is a hefsek between Ma'aseh Ruach Amid HaGeshem and the next sentence of Mechakel Chayim B'Chesed, the word should be pronounced Gashem, right? Just play out in your minds how you damish from Asrei. Mashiv haruach amarid ha ga Hashem mechal kal chayim b'chesed. There's a pause naturally when we say Shon Asrei. The author Yitzhak Satanov was a renowned expert in diktuk, in Hebrew grammar, and his work, the Sfas Emes, which was printed a few years later in Berlin, has haskamas from many, many gedolim, like the Prima Gadim, as well. So people knew that this was a serious expert in grammar. Rav Wolf Heidenheim, better known as the Rava, in his Siddur Safa Barura, followed the Siddur Vayatar Yitzchak, and he placed a kamas under the word Geshem. The works of Rav Wolf Heidenheim have been accepted and respected by all Gedol Yisrael. His Siddurim are considered to be the most exact Siddurim. And he's considered one of the most reliable Balei Diktuk when it comes to Hebrew grammar. And the Siddur Safa Barura has gone through tens of different printings. And therefore many other Siddurim copied his Diktuk by placing a kamatz under the word HaGashem. And that is the beginning of the controversy in the beginning of the 1800s. However, even though the Tzibor, the Jewish community, accepted this change very quickly, not everyone was such a fan. Rav Aaron Worms, in his Be'er Sheva and Maseches Brachos, which was printed in 1819, just 2 decades later, he writes, "V'ein l'shanos girsa shalanu kasher chadashim mikarov." Don't change our Siddurim as people wanted to change them. "V'gam shino betos morid hageshem akamatz." Now they change Marshiv Ruach morid hageshem with akamatz. That's wrong. Rav Eliezer Lu of Hungary, in the Tshuvas Shemen Rokeach, he cites the Chida in the Sefer Yosef Ometz, who says that one shouldn't change an accepted Nusach, including the Nekudos, even if the Diktuk appears to say that it should be changed. Listen to the words of the Chida. "Eila ani bochia al dor yasom. I cry over this orphan generation. Shemanichim ha'ikr v'lochim atafelhu. Leave aside the main point and take the secondary aspects. B'fiyam yardzu shehem yadu mashal yadu hakmonim." And they pretend like, oh, we figured something out that nobody knew before. "V'kol Yisrael toim." And everybody else, every Jew davened incorrectly before I came around. "V'hem yadu ha'emes. V'libi bor b'esh v'halach v'tzaros." And I know it's right, and they have righteous indignation, and I'm going to make sure everybody davens correctly. "V'lula ki eini kadai ha'isi gozer gzera derabba al elu ha'mashanam yishyachsu l'minag kol Yisrael." He says, if I could, I would make a gzera, a law, against all people who want to go and change what Jewish people have been doing before. "V'lo yismuchu al asmam keim yorde yam ha'diktuk." And they just know diktuk. Yoser m'yishanam. Oh, you know diktuk better than Rashi. You know better than the Ramban. You know better than Rishonim. "Umishish the lev imbal nefesh huyineg v'chol Yisrael." A person who has a real heart will conduct themselves like the Jewish people. "Va'al yotzi atzman aklal," will not remove himself from the general public. Rav Eliezer Lu continues that this certainly includes those who want to change the nusach of Mashiv Ruach Amir HaGashem with a kamatz to Gashem. They are acting improperly by changing the normal nusach of Klal Yisrael. And he says, "Mashiv Hachziku Kol Yisrael B'shanim Kadmonim Lomar Amorid HaGashem B'segol V'chei Nitvas V'chol Asarim Kadmonim." This is what the Jewish people did. They said, "Mashiv Ruach Amir HaGashem," leave them alone. Other Achronim also supported saying HaGeshem with a segol, including the Levushei Mordechai, who's unsure in general whether tefillah is beholden to the rules of diktuk. Who says tefillah should be governed by diktuk? Tefillah is a separate category. The Tshuvas Yad Yitzchak in Chela Gimel, he writes, "Yirei Hashem nimnam lomar hagashem with a kamatz, v'nachon lanogam kain, v'chen ani nog b'zei yirei shemaim," don't say gashem. The Sefer Minhagim of tzaddikim like the Todos Kol Aryeh of Avram Yehuda Schwartz, the Zichron Yehuda of Rav Meir Eisenstadter, also record that they said Morid HaGeshem with a segol. Look at the comments of the Minchas Elazar, the Munkach Rebbe, in the Divrei Torah, in Madura Dalid. He supported the change of HaGeshem. He says, "Mashiv Ruach Amir HaGashem, Hamedaktikim Omrim HaGashem B'kamatz." Those who are careful put a kamatz under the gimel. "V'tzleinu nog lomar mavaseinu HaKadoshim HaGashem B'segel tachas HaGimel." But our forefather said, "Geshem B'segel." "V'shamati mitzadigim," I heard from tzadigim, "Shekpidu v'shafchu chamasam al ha'omrim kamatz." And those people who said with the kamatz are wrong. "L'chore teima mazuk beidah kolkach halo adaraba darkeinu lomar." But I understand, why would we not say with proper diktuk? What's the big deal? If you know this is the proper diktuk, the rule is that a noun at the end of a place or a pause gets a kamatz instead of a segel. So what's the big deal, he says? In Hungary, there was a huge split over in the population. Most people followed the corrected version of Hageshem, but the Talmidim of the Chasam Sofer said Hageshem with a segel. One of the Gedolim of Hungary before the Holocaust was Rabbi Yisrael David Welts, the Dayan of Budapest. So in the Tal Talpios was this super popular Torah journal that was published in Hungary in the 1900s. Beautiful Divrei Torah there. So he writes in Tafresh Sadi in 1930, and later in his Shuvas Divrei Yisrael and Siman Lamentes, that at this point, most of the Siddurim in Hungary said Hageshem with a Kamatz. He had heard that even if the Shliach Tzibur had Yirah Shemayim, was a firm guy, but he said Hageshem with a segel, the Tzibur would shout him down. It could be your best friend, and he's a frum guy, but if he said with a segel, they would shout him down. However, Rav Yisrael Welts argues that it's more proper to say with a segel, and he then goes through the sugya and the tshuvas that we have discussed already, and he concludes that with the advice of Gadol Yisrael, we should return to saying Morid Hageshem with a segel, as was in the original Siddurim. Another Hungarian, the Tshuvas Apakasta Daania in Chelek Beis, that is Rabbi Sperber, the grandfather of Professor Daniel Sperber, who was also printed before the Holocaust. And he writes that he heard the name of Rav Avram Yehoshua Freund, that if someone says Hageshem, we should do a bedika on his yichus. We should make sure that he's really Jewish. Rabbi Sperber thinks that's a bit much, but he does seem to say that we should go back to saying Hageshem. The Tzelusa d'Avram, which is a classic Perish on the Siddur, says that Hageshem should be with a segel, and this is what he saw in the old Siddurim of Nusach Ashkenaz, and he says he saw the same thing in the older Siddurim of Svardim, and this is also what is in the Siddur of the Balatanya as well, the Bavish Rebbe, and he explains that it's incorrect to say Hageshem is on a pause or a sof pasuk. He says, the reason it stands alone in the Siddur is to show that it's sometimes said and sometimes not said. Meaning, the reason you think that Mashiv Ruach and Hageshem is the end of a sentence is because Artskill puts a little gray box around it, and you feel like it's its own thing, so you pause afterwards. But he says, no, who says so? If it was always in the Siddur, you would run right through it. You wouldn't think it would be a pause or the end of a pasuk. In fact, it's connected to the phrase that comes afterwards. And because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Morid HaGeshem, he's Mechalkel Chaim B'Chesed. Meaning, says the Tzelusa d'Avram, Mashiv Ruach Min HaGeshem Mechalkel Chaim B'Chesed. It's all the same thing. He gives rain, he gives the sustenance, things like that. And he says, if you look in the Tur, in Siman Kuf Yadal, the Tur writes, Ela Shenahagu La'omro Lefnei Mechalkel Chaim, Lefi Shagashamim Kalkalu Parnasa. Mashiv Ruach Min HaGeshem is really an extension of Mechalkel Chaim B'Chesed. And therefore, it's really not a break. It's all part of one thing, and there should be Hageshem. Nevertheless, before the Holocaust, the change of the Vayasir Yitzchak, Rabbi, the Yitzchak Satanov that we mentioned before, became increasingly popular, and most people before the Holocaust said, Mashiv Ruach Amrit Hageshem. This continued after the Holocaust, as most Siddurim, Prince and Eretz shall contain Hageshem. In fact, if you want to go check, your old Birnbaum sitter says, Mashiv Ruach Amrit Hageshem. That's how popular it was. So if Rabbi Philip Birnbaum has it, so it probably means it was probably the way things were done. So that is the way things seem to have settled. After the Holocaust, Hageshem becomes popular. It seems to be more correct than Dikduk. And that's how things kind of landed. And everything was quiet. In the 1970s, there was a Rabbi Chaim Krauss, and he mounted a one-man campaign to return the minhag of saying Hageshem with a segel. This was his crusade. This culminated in the publication of his books called Birchas HaChaim and the Sefer Mechalkel Chaim B'Chesed, which were devoted to showing the proper and original pronunciation in the Shemona Esrei is Morid Hageshem with a segel. He began by sending letters to Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael and America, and he explained that the author of the Vayasar Yitzchak was connected to the Haskalah. He was a maskil, and perhaps he himself was involved in Haskalah and, you know, being too modern. And he then brought much of what has already been discussed, that we said already, about Hageshem with a segel is correct. And he backs this up with a manuscript of Old Siddurim. And he argues that it's time to return to the Nusach, to its original form, His svarim contain letters of the Minchas Yitzchak Dayan Weiss, Rav Shach, who agreed that it's time to return to say Mashiv Rochamid Hageshem with a segel. Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach sent a letter to Rav Chaim Kraus, where he explained that he was convinced of the arguments presented, and he reports that he used to say Mashiv Rochamid Hageshem, but after reading the work of Rav Chaim Kraus, he switched to say Geshem with a segel. And in the Halicha Shlomo, the Talmidim report that he instructed the yeshiva to start saying Mashiv Ruach HaGeshem with a segel. Ki adzikta kayoser gadol v'chashavu lishmo derech hachamim asher datam dasora. He says the greatest diktuk that a person could have is to listen to Gedol Yisrael. That's what it means to be medaktik. That's what it means to be careful. And if the Gedolim say it should be with HaGeshem, with a segel, it doesn't matter what the rules of grammar are. Amongst the Hasidim, many agreed with Rabbi Kraus. This was the opinion of Rav Vosner, the Rebbe of Erloy, who reported that this was the practice of the Hesoros Shuva, his great-grandfather. All of these minhagim came from the Ksav Sofer, who followed the minhagim of his father, the Ksav Sofer. So the Ksav Sofer must have said Hageshem as well. The Lubavitcher Rebbe wrote that the minhag was always say Hageshem with the segel, and this is the opinion of the Biala Rebbe as well. And Rav Nassim Gestetner writes in the Horus Nassim or Chaim Siman Dalet that if you were saying Hageshem, you should switch to say with a segel, because that is the minhag with a segel. And if you do switch, it does need a Taras Nadarim, and this is the opinion of Moshe Halberstam as well, the Baba Ver Dayan. Now, Rav Sternbach writes in Shuvas Hanagos and Chelek Aleph and Chelek Beis, and he says that we should say Hageshem with a segel as well, as this was the Kabbalah from Rabbi Yisrael Welts that we heard before. And the goal is to connect Geshem to Mechalkel Chaim Mechesed. We want Gishmei Bracha, the rain that is going to be blessed, and Rachamim, not just rain that's going to be hurtful. And he notes that because there are Tamidei Chacham on both sides of the issue, if a person does say HaGashem, they don't need to change. Elu ve'elu, he says. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, in this week's Parsha. Oh, we have a connection to the Parsha. Perfect. So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, in this week's Parsha, you can look it up in the Emes Yaakov, in Perek Gimel, in Pasuk Yates. He argues that since this part of Shemona Esrei is called Gevuros, meaning it shows the strengths of Hashem in the plural, then the mentioning of the rain should not be considered the end of the sentence, but rather the beginning of the list of various strengths, making rainfall, sustaining life, especially as the falling of the rain and sustaining of life are interrelated. You can't have life without rain, as if they're both referring to providing parnasa. Therefore, says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, the proper reading here should be Mashiv Ruach Hamurid HaGeshem with a segel, because it's not the end of the sentence. Who else said it should be Geshem? Rabbi Soloveitchik. Rabbi Soloveitchik also felt that it should be Geshem with a segel. As recorded, we actually have a recording of Rabbi Soloveitchik davening, and also Rav Shechter brings this in Nevesh HaRav as well, that it should be Geshem with a segel. And Rabbi Ganak, in his Gan Shoshanim in Chelek Beis, explains the Lumdus as follows, and he heard from Rabbi Soloveitchik. He said that in the Talmud Bavli, in Brachos, it says that if one forgets Mashiv Ruach, then you cannot make it up in Shema Kolenu, and thus, if he finished the Bracha of Mechai Mesim, he has to repeat Shemon Esrei. That's the law, right? If you don't say Mashiv Ruach, you got to repeat Shemon Esrei. However, the Yerushalmi in Bracha says that just as one can insert the same tal in Shema Kolenu if you forgot it in its right place, so too you can make up Mashiv Ruach if you forget it in its proper place. So the Yerushalmi seems to say you can make up Mashiv Ruach. So Rabbi Soloveitchik wanted to learn the argument was based on the following. This is the Lamdas, he said the Rav. When one adds Mashiv Ruach to the Bracha of Mechai Mason, do we view those added words as an integral component of the Bracha, or are they just additions but did not affect the actual text of the Bracha? The Bavli learns that Mashiv HaRuach is an integral component of the Bracha, and thus, if you forget to say Mashiv Ruach in the Bracha of Tchiyas HaMesim, then it's as if you forgot to say any part of the Bracha, and you have to repeat the whole Bracha. But the Talmud Yerushalmi learns that it's just an addition. It has no effect on the Bracha, whether you mention the rain or not. Yes rain, no rain, who cares? It's still a good Bracha. Since by forgetting the Mashiv HaRuach, you haven't messed up the core Bracha, it's enough to say it later in Shema Kolenu, and it's fine. Based on this, Rabbi Soloveitchik ruled that since we follow the opinion that if you forget Mashiv HaRuach in Mechai Mesim, you have to go back to the beginning, like the Bavli. That's the rule, right? If you forget Mashiv HaRuach, you got to go back to the beginning. We also rule that Mashiv HaRuach is not an addition, but an integral part of the bracha. If Mashiv HaRuach is really an integral part of the text of the bracha, therefore one should pronounce it Geshem with a segel, which is used to show continuation, and Hageshem, which is used to show, Hageshem shows the end of an idea. It's an integral part of the bracha, said the Rav. If it's an integral part of the bracha, it's one continuous flow. It's one long list without a break. And therefore, we see many, 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 many Gedolim said it is proper to go back to the old, old Siddurim before 1795 and to say Mashiv HaRuach Min HaGeshem with a segel. Okay. Obviously, that would not be such an exciting machlokas if it ended right there. We need to add a little bit more of spice to the fight. After Rabbi Krauss printed his work, Rav Sar Shalom Marzel, he was a Breslov Rechassid, he published a work called Meshiv HaRuach, which is saying the responder of the wind. So in 1980, and he argues against Rabbi Krauss that we should continue saying Hagashem with a kamatz, Hagashem. And he writes that saying Hagashem is actually an old minag. He discusses the status of Yitzhak Satanov, and he was a maskil, okay. And he also brings the Yad David, or David Lida, who lived in the 17th century in Amsterdam, printed in Frankfurt in 1727, 5 years before Satanov was born, and there the Nikud is Hagashem with a kamatz. So he says Satanov didn't invent it, this is going back before him. And he wasn't Mashan anything. And that before him, people were saying Hagashem with the kamatz. He brings a letter from Rav Yashav, who says that it may be correct that Satanov was a maskil. But he was correct, and according to Diktuk, you got to say Mashiv HaRuach Min HaGeshem. And even though it became popular through the writings of a Rasha, perhaps, he didn't write these things to spread Haskalah. I promise you, Yitzhak Satanov was not sitting there going, I wish we could say in Hageshem, change Hageshem to Hagashem, and now everyone's going to become, not from. No, that wasn't his goal. He just wanted to teach proper diktuk. And he just wanted people to daven properly. So this is similar to another thing that we have in Jewish history as well. The Ohel Yaakov, Yaakov Sasportzis, was a major fighter against Shabtai Tzvi. In Amsterdam, they used to recite Birchas Kohanim on Shabbos because of Shabtai Tzvi. And after Shabtai Tzvi was discredited, they debated whether they should continue the practice of reciting Birchas Kohanim on Shabbos or return to the prior practice of not saying Birchas Kohanim on Shabbos. So one side wanted to discontinue the practice on Shabbos that followed the arrival of the news that Shabtai Tzvi converted to Islam, and others felt that it was inappropriate to discontinue performing a mitzvah aseh from the Torah. The decision was made by Rav Yaakov Sasportzis that the practice to recite Birchas Kohanim on Shabbos should continue. Because even though Shabtai Tzvi was a very big Rasha and a terrible person, he was right. We should say Birchas Kohanim on Shabbos. And therefore in Amsterdam, they continued the minhag. In response to this kuntras, Rav Shalom, Sar Shalom Marzel, says that Rav Chaim Krauss wrote his response called Mechak L'Chaim B'Chesed that we quoted before. Okay, now, it got pretty bad. I think they say that people attacked Rav Merzel for citing Rav David Lida, claiming that Rav David Lida was a follower of Shabtai Tzvi, and then Rav David Lida, the descendants of Rav David Lida, when people found out that maybe their great Zaidi was a follower of Shabtai Tzvi, they wrote a letter to the public saying to leave them alone because they couldn't find Shidduchim for their kids anymore. So it got pretty heated and it got pretty bad. So let's turn now to Rav Moshe Feinstein, who obviously is opinion we care deeply about. What does Rav Moshe say about this? So this is Negros Moshe, Rav Chaim Chelek Dald, and Simon Mem. Rav Moshe felt that the diktuk is clear and it's got to be Hagashem, and that this is the proper minag to say it with a kamatz. This is the rule from the Gemara Nadarim, as we quoted before. And in addition, in a long bracha, that is a sof pasuk. Nobody expects you to say the second bracha of Shmoneh Esrei in one breath. That's a pause. You're supposed to pause after saying Mashiv HaRuach Min HaGeshem. And it's certainly achnachta. Now, Rabbi Krauss, in his Mechalek L'Chaim B'Chesed, that was his second response, he says that Rav Moshe retracted his tshuva, and in fact he was in favor of saying Mageshem with a segel, but we have no record of that retraction. Rav Yisrael Yaakov Fisher in the Evan Yisrael Cheleches agrees with the Kuntres Meshev Aruach that we should continue saying a Hagashem with a Kamatz. He even writes that Rabbi Krauss came to get a Haskama and refused to give him one, and even if it was done by a Maskil, so we still have Elisha ben Avuya? He did a lot of bad stuff, and he's in Pirkei Avos. And he repeats that we have an older Siddur with Hagashem as well, and the Prima Gadim gave us Haskama to the Vyasa Yitzchak, the work of Yitzchak Satanov, and he feels that because there's a small break after the word Hagashem, he concludes, Yishlomar b'kamatz, v'kal mashana yado al tachton, it should be with the kamatz, and whoever changes it is on the lower hand, meaning the burden of proof is on them. So, what do we have nowadays? What are we supposed to do nowadays? I think we gave two pretty convincing arguments. The Gadol Yisrael are pretty divided on each side of what to do over here. Most Siddurim nowadays are printed Morid HaGeshem with the segel. That is for sure. Most Siddurim have it with the segel because of this backlash from the Gedolim because of Rabbi Krauss to go back to the earliest Siddurim. And matters have certainly changed greatly in the last decades because of Art Scroll. And Art Scroll famously vowelizes the word Hageshem with a segel. That probably played a big role as well. There is a sefer called the Nichocha Shel Torah, and it cites Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, the Rosh Yeshiva of Be'er Yaakov, who was asked by someone whether they could hang a sign in the yeshiva promoting the importance of saying Morid Hageshem with a segel. He didn't allow the sign. And he explained that his father said Hageshem, and that means that his grandfather, Rav Rafal Shapiro, must have also said it with a kamatz. And Rav Rafal wouldn't have broken from the minhagim of his father-in-law, the Nitziv. And the Nitziv certainly would have followed Rav Itzala of Velashen as well. Now, the Nitziv has a very compelling reason why the proper pronunciation should be Hagashem, based on where one has to start over from if you erred in the formula, but that's not for us right now. And certainly the Nitziv followed his father-in-law, Rav Itzala Velashen, who certainly would have followed his father, Rav Chaim Velashen, who certainly would have followed his Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon. And therefore, says Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, we should not change from saying a kamatz. And this is also the way it appears in the Siddur HaGra as well. Apparently they say the Gra said with a kamatz. The Sefer Tefillah Kehilchasa writes that he heard from Rabbi Eisen that there's a Kabbalah from the Zikna Yerushalayim that the Gra said a Geshem with a Segel, but I guess we'll never know for sure. Although the editors of the most recent Siddur of the Minhagim of the Gra, the Siddur Ezra Eliyahu, write that it's probable that the Gra said Geshem with a Segel, as Hagashem was introduced later, after the time of the Gra. And nevertheless, this theory has since been debunked by Rav Sar Shalom Mirza as well in his Sefer. Another support for the argument that the pronunciation of Geshem with a Segel is the Nigun that the Shatz uses for this Bracha. All with a kamatz is the chazan, right? And that's important. Every person who leads the davening by Chazar Shashatz almost always says in their davening, Mashiv haruach amarid ha gosh, they pause. There's a natural breathing pause. And if that's the case, there's a good indication that a pause should be there. So the Tshuva Svanagos writes in Chelek Beis that if one's minhag is to say Hagashem, then one preferably should ensure to immediately pause after you say it. And the converse would also be true, right? If your minhag is to say Mashiruch Hagashem, you should not pause. You should run through into Mechalek L'Chaim B'Chesed. So it makes grammatical sense. And I think that is the best advice at the end of the day. Again, at the end of the day, the diktuk is not changing the meaning of the word. If somebody on Shabbos or during the week is reading from the Torah and they finish the word shemen instead of shaman, we don't have to correct them because it doesn't change the meaning of the word. We're literally arguing here about semantics. That's literally what we're arguing about over here. And therefore, each person should keep the minhagim that they keep. Whatever you had before, you should do. Gashem, you should say Gashem. Geshem, you say Geshem. But when you daven your own Shmon Esrei, you got to be consistent, and therefore to make as much sense as possible. If you're going to say Mashiv Ruach Min HaGashem, then you got to take a pause after you say it to indicate the end of a pasuk. But if you're going to say Masha Baruch Mina Geshem, then you need to say like this: Masha Baruch Mina Geshem Mechal Kachaim Bechesem Mechai Mesim Barachem Aram. You got to run them together so there's no clear pause, and that would be the best thing to do at the end of the day. And therefore, we see, as Rabbi Yisrael Reisman likes to point out, that a little bit of diktuk goes a long way, and learning diktuk can be very interesting at some times, very helpful at other times, and certainly play an important historical role as well. Okay, we will end here. Everyone should have a wonderful evening.